over the course of that month, you know, I would meet people anywhere in bars or on the street or something, and they would say, oh, where are you from? And I'd say, I'm from L.A.
Sandow Burke, painter, surfer, and all-around nice guy.
It would just start this sort of spewing of, like, hatred against L.A., and people would just go off and say, oh, Los Angeles sucks. How could you live there? It's so smoggy. Everyone's phony. It's all about the movies and fake boobs and, you know, all this stuff.
All the same, people from L.A., like Sandow Burke, think San Francisco is just adorable.
People from Los Angeles love San... I mean, all Americans love San Francisco. It's like America's prettiest city, and everyone says, oh, yeah, San Francisco, I go for the weekend, bed and breakfast, you know, good food, and so nice up there. But people from San Francisco just seem to despise L.A.
How could you not take that anger personally? What is their problem? What has L.A. ever done to San Francisco?
I got this idea that I was going to do an art show sort of based on San Francisco's worst nightmare, which would be Los Angeles invading San Francisco and just taking over the whole place. And that was sort of the germ of it.
Burke started with one painting, then another. At first glance, they seemed to be very old battle scenes, painted in fantastic chiaroscuro. Think Goya meets Apocalypse Now.
Mostly large oil paintings based on, like, Napoleonic heroic battle scenes and these, like, classical portraits of generals on horseback. And it was all set in, like, urban San Francisco. There was, like, maritime pirate ships battling against nuclear submarines and tanks rolling down the street fighting horsemen and cavalry and things.
Battle of the Mission shows a proud general on a bucking white steed. He's surrounded by smoke, overturned traffic cones, wrecked cars, and he's wearing a Dodgers baseball jacket and dark sunglasses. A flaming Goodyear blimp plummets towards the freeway, and a wounded soldier carries a sign saying, "Ask me about free checking."
It was sort of taking, like, all the history of heroic battle painting and mixing it all up together as a big spoof of battle and of war and of the Civil War and North versus South and all these things.
It's not moralistic.
Alice Hutchison is an art critic and curator who lives in Los Angeles.
I think one of the interesting things is he has a very clear balance between a sense of social responsibility and a sense of humor and irony. It's not necessarily trying to drive home a certain message, although it's conveyed and it's implicit that there's just too much destruction, there's too much killings, there's too much gun violence.
Burke found that he couldn't just paint a few pictures. He wound up doing more than 100 paintings and making works about the war in other media. The story somehow escalated, as wars tend to.
It's quite elaborate, and there's all kinds of text and in the book and everything, and there's, like, war posters that go from both sides, apparently made them, and there's models of battleships, and there's maps, and there's, you know, fake TV ads and radio ads.
Hey, Southlanders! Don't miss this unique opportunity to serve your city and earn free lift tickets to beautiful Bear Mountain! Sign up at our recruitment centers located in the Beverly Center, 3rd Street Promenade, or Hollywood Park. And bring those firearms! Don't forget the bullets!
Brought to you by the Armed Forces of Greater Los Angeles and the Chamber of Commerce of Commerce.
The War of the Californias took Burke 5 years to complete. It was shown in its entirety at Southern California's Laguna Art Museum. And now, its culmination is a mock documentary, In Smog and Thunder, just released on DVD, complete with bogus History Channel narration.
Californians killed each other in Angelino theme parks and San Franciscan poetry bars. In mini malls, gated communities, yoga studios, and leather bars. In the 2 days of fighting at the battle...
Well, the fact is, no one knows exactly how the war started. Some say it was over old disagreements over water rights, with each side making accusations while...
So Sandow Burke responded to the San Francisco grudge in the most civilized way possible, with art. But he still hasn't figured out what their beef with L.A. is really about.
It has the reputation of being sort of the hippie and peace and love and everything goes and accepting city, but they, you know, they hate Oakland and they hate people from over the bridge from Marin and they hate Daly City and they hate Los Angeles, you know. it's just sort of interesting.
Clearly, San Francisco started it. For Studio 360, I'm Nada Parang in Los Angeles.
Sandow Burke also has a new book out. He is the co-author and illustrator of an adaptation of Dante's Inferno. This Inferno, in bookstores now, features characters like Bill Clinton and Anna Nicole Smith.